From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. United States and Russia have renewed efforts to negotiate a peaceful end to the fighting in Syria in light of a more volatile and complicated situation with the introduction of Turkish forces on the ground. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov and U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry met in Geneva. Then Mr. Kerry spoke to reporters, saying some narrow issues remain to be resolved.
And in the next days, our experts will be meeting here in Geneva to conclude the few remaining technical issues and to move forward in order to take the steps necessary to build the confidence to overcome the deep mistrust that does exist on all sides.
Meanwhile, Syrian rebels and their families began evacuating the long-besieged Damascus suburb of Deraa as part of an agreement reached with the government after 4 years of airstrikes and siege left the suburb in ruins. Car bomb blast in southeastern Turkey killed at least 11 police officers, wounded scores of others, Turkish authorities vowing retaliation. There was no immediate claim of responsibility, but the state-run news agency attributed the attack to the Kurdistan Workers' Party, a listed terrorist organization believed to be involved in a series of attacks in the region. The group has taken responsibility for at least one other police station attack. Somali security forces say they have ended a deadly siege of a beachfront restaurant in the capital, with at least 7 people killed in the attack, along with 2 assailants. Al-Shabaab militants claim responsibility. The Al-Qaeda-linked group is waging a campaign to try to overthrow the Somali government. This is VOA News. 2 strong aftershocks hit the town of Amatrice in central Italy on Friday, hindering the efforts to reach those buried under the rubble. Aftershocks causing more damage to buildings sent up plumes of smoke, causing panic in the town. Sergio Perozzi is the mayor of Amatrice.
The
mayor said the aftershocks have worsened, and in terms of the emergency, they have to make sure that Amatrice does not remain isolated or further help being unable to get through. Since the original earthquake hit Amatrice on Wednesday, the city has seen more than 500 additional aftershocks. Meanwhile, civilian protection officials have revised the death toll from the 6.2 magnitude quake to 281. France's highest administrative court has overturned a ban on burkinis. That's the full body and head covering swimsuits worn by some Muslim women. The 3-judge state council ruled the ban dealt a serious and illegal blow to fundamental liberties such as freedom of movement, freedom of conscience, and personal liberty. Marwan Mohammed is director of the Collective Against Islamophobia in France.
It's huge politically because it sends a clear message to the political elite that you cannot stigmatize part of the population just because of their religion, and it's not acceptable to restrict fundamental freedoms in a context of Islamophobia today in France.
The ban imposed by officials of the city of Villeneuve-Loubet alleged they allowing the swimsuit posed a threat to public order, a claim the court said had not been supported by evidence. About 30 coastal towns have imposed the ban with the blessing of some high officials in the national government. However, Prime Minister Manuel Valls has said the swimsuit represents the enslavement of women. North Korea's latest missile launch brought a swift convening of the UN Security Council, but no united condemnation of Tuesday's launch. Fired from a submarine, the missile flew toward Japan. It is the first launch from a submarine and the most recent in a string of such tests, as well as launches over the past few months in defiance of UN resolutions. All of this came about as the U.S. and South Korea has been carrying out joint military exercises, which always have irritated Pyongyang. They see it as a rehearsal to attack North Korea. For more on that story and the rest of the hour's news, check out our website. You can find us at voanews.com. And don't forget about the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.